Washington Journal. We're still joined by Ms. Liz Harrington, the former spokeswoman for President Trump, as she recaps her favorite 2025 moments from the President of the United States. Liz, you were going over your personal favorites. What else do you have for us?
Yeah, thanks so much. So I was just thinking that just only Trump moments, only Trump can go to the Federal Reserve and just completely destroy Jerome Powell to his face and pull out the documents that show you overspent here, you overspent there, which is another fraud that actually the renovation of that building, which costs like billions of dollars, which needs to be looked into, by the way, and audited. That moment, also day one, when he has the great, you know, rally and he just stops and goes on stage and starts signing executive orders. That's the only Trump moment and really, really fantastic. And one was more recent when he, I think he signed an executive order with about dealing with foster children. And he had a bunch of kids in the White House. And one of them, they were, you know, all kind of like a little shy. He was, you know, trying to give them pens and everything. And one of them asked, well, what's your name? So he said, Donald. And it was just the sweetest. And then they all started laughing and giggling. And it was just the sweetest moment. Like, that's something that a lot of people don't see. But when I got to work for him, you did see it a lot. It's just that's who he is. He has time for everybody. He has interest in everybody. Even if it's a kid, you know, giggling at his first name, you know, he can't go anywhere without being recognized. So when's the last time that somebody asked what his name is? It was a really cute moment. And something that I love to see, because we are blessed to have a man like President Trump in the White House. We shouldn't take it for granted. It's not going to happen again. So we should enjoy it while we have it.
Yeah, Liz. And that moment was so cute. That poor kid is probably going to get picked on down the line, though, as he gets older, for not knowing that he was speaking to the President of the United States. I'm sure that video will forever live in whatever he does down the line, of course. But yeah, it was definitely a great one. And we look forward to 2026, of course. Liz Harrington, thank you for joining us. And as always, giving us your insights on all things related to the president, because we could always appreciate it from your perspective. So thank you.
Thanks so much. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Liz. Thank you. All right, folks. In just a little bit, we'll be taking your calls. So if you'd like to join us, like to join the conversation, like to join the show, maybe give me your top three moments of 2025. That's what the next hour of this program is going to be all about. So we'll put the number up on the screen in just a second for you guys to give us a call. It's going to be 877-789-2539. That's 877-789-2539 is the number you're going to call if you'd like to discuss your favorite moments or even comment on the news we've covered thus far as we head into the third hour of this show. So make sure you join the show and give us a call. There's a lot more to discuss, of course, up ahead. I just saw, and I'll grab it from my phone right now, President Trump. He is like having a storm of Truth Social posts right now. And I feel like it's like keeping up with the president as I constantly am getting these alerts. But he's calling out again the fraud in Minnesota, saying much of the 90%, up to 90% of the fraud in Somalia, in all of this is Somalian fraud. Congresswoman Omar, an ungrateful loser who only complains and never contributes, is one of the many scammers. Did she really marry her husband or her brother? Oh my gosh, all this gets so good. He just keeps roasting Ilhan Omar, and she has to be loving it, because she's someone who is obviously seeking attention. And so the president going after her like this is probably good for her, because she uses it as fundraising material. But again, he's going on to saying lowlifes like this can only be liable to our country's greatness. So yeah, I would agree with the president on that. The president, he's over at Mar-a-Lago today, and he's getting ready. The only thing really on his calendar today is celebrating New Year's Eve with those at Mar-a-Lago today at 7:30 Eastern time. So he's got some time on his hands to be posting up these posts, and we'll keep reading them as they continue on. So a lot more happening over here, though. In the meantime, if you haven't done so already, we've extended the sale regarding the buy one, get one free on select supplements over at thealexjonesstore.com. New year, new you. You all say it. But are you serious about committing to that? Well, you can get serious over at thealexjonesstore.com. Your favorite supplements on sale right now. Buy one, get one free for a couple more hours. Just stop what you're doing right now and head on over to the shop, thealexjonesstore.com. Keep your foggy at night. They want you tired. Focus slow, but I crack the code. Now the voltage flows.
even better than Turbo Force, filled with incredible ingredients, ladies and gentlemen. Ultimate Power ignites mental clarity and focus, clean, sustained energy, enhanced blood flow and endurance, supports daily cognitive function. Ultimate Power at thealexshowstore.com.
Tuned in to the American Journal with your host, Brianna Morello. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back to the American Journal. We are kicking off the third hour, the final third hour of 2025 right now by taking your calls. We're going to be diving into that. If you got like your best of moments, maybe, or maybe you want to talk about a new story we've covered on the show thus far, give us a call, 877-789-2539. That's 877-789-2539. We'll be taking your calls, of course. And we're trying to focus on some positive thing. So if you got something like a positive message to call us as well, it's very important that we head into 2026 with positivity. Let's go with a couple of stories that I saw that are just, I mean, they're kind of cute, but they're also not cute if you are the homeowner, especially in California right now. Because a California homeowner is very fired up. He's very pissed off because, well, the government's not coming to save him. Surprise, surprise. Apparently, he found a 550-pound bear living inside his home. Yes, you heard that right. Take a look at the video.
Johnson says the bear moved under his Altadena home just before Thanksgiving and never really left.
I kept track of everything I tried. It would be, you know, bear 14, homeowner zero.
California Department of Fish and Wildlife stepped in at first, setting a trap near the crawl space. But instead of catching the large bear under Johnson's home, the trap caught a smaller bear, the wrong one. That bear was hauled away and the bigger bear stayed put.
Well, I was kind of sad for the other bear at first, but then I'm like, well, if this bear comes out now, where's he going to go?
Biologists later tried again using air horns to flush the bear out. Johnson says it looked like it was finally working until he says they suddenly got a call ordering them to stand down.
Very defeated. Oh, yeah. I mean, I just dropped because, like, well, now what? It's all up to me. And what? I'm supposed to watch my phone when he comes out in the middle of the night or, like, sleep in the kitchen and listen for him every night? I even asked, like, okay, so as long as you guys are gone, can I still use the bait to get him? No, can't do that.
Since then, Johnson says he can hear the bear moving around, presumably doing a lot of damage under his home.
I can hear the plastic being shredded underneath, and even one of the cameras picked it up just bulldozing through it. It's a mess under there.
This video of a broken pipe prompted him to shut off his gas on Christmas Eve, and he hasn't had any hot water since.
I'm just exhausted from the whole thing. You know, I get my mind off it for a little bit, and then suddenly I get flooded back with, oh, that's right, can't take a hot shower. I got to monitor the situation all the time. Every time my phone buzzes, it's like, is that him? Do I have to go and keep him away?
Now, Johnson says he plans to sue, accusing the agency of negligence and emotional distress.
Because this has gone on long enough, and it's something that they should deal with. I mean, it's a tagged bear. They've dealt with it before. They chose not to euthanize it, and now it's back. And it's just going to keep on doing it.
Guy's got a tough situation he's in right now. Looking still to get this bear removed. Of course, folks, you can't rely on the government to do their jobs. I mean, that's just the reality behind all of this. Whether it's a bear or swatters who've entered your home, they will not step in to help you. Surprise, surprise. And if you're thinking you're having a bad day, there's a man named Justin Jones who is learning the hard way about having such a common name. His day's going a little worse just because of the simple fact that Justin Jones is being accused of having a DUI from about 20 years ago, and it's resulted in him not being able to get a driver's license. His driver's license is since suspended. But here's the real problem here. Justin Jones claims that he was actually never in New Mexico, the state claiming that he got that DUI. And now they're making him prove that the DUI isn't actually his. So it's a little frustrating. Take a listen to clip 9.
The letter in the mail back in October, the beginning of October, that my license was suspended. That was a surprise.
Even more a surprise was why. A DUI in Santa Fe, New Mexico on Christmas Eve 2005, 20 years ago. Ever been to New Mexico?
Never been to New Mexico. Never driven through New Mexico. I never even stepped foot in the state off a plane.
Justin Jones is a high school administrator in Carroll County. He thought this would be cleared up with a visit to DDS back in October. Instead, he's been fighting for months to get his license back.
The burden of proof has been on me to prove that I wasn't that person that got a DUI 20 years ago in New Mexico.
First, he provided this stamped and sealed document from the court clerk in New Mexico stating he has no convictions there. But DDS told him that wasn't good enough. So New Mexico sent this letter that says, quote, this letter certifies that he does not currently have any holds on his driving record within our state. Furthermore, it is essential to clarify that the record under review pertains to a different individual who shares a similar name and date of birth. But DDS still won't restore his driver's license.
Me and my wife kind of celebrated before I left the house. When I got back, I was kind of defeated because, you know, they were still suspended.
It's now 2.5 months that Jones has not legally been allowed to drive.
The first week I was Ubering, but that got expensive pretty quickly.
DDS tells Channel 2 Action News in a statement, quote, New Mexico DMV sent the DUI electronically to the DDS and it was added to his record. We contacted New Mexico and requested they submit a negate to correct their error. Once the negate is received from them, then the DUI will be removed by DDS.
All right, so obviously that really sucks. That really does suck. The reality of it is the government sucks, and the fact that they can make such an error like that on a common name, which we all should be able to go, all right, that's obviously an issue. That's obviously a government-related issue. Yeah, that's deeply, deeply upsetting. Now, as we get ready to take callers, I'm waiting on that list right now. We're going to talk a little bit about this Mike Benz report, because Mike Benz is one of my favorite reporters out there who does these deep dives into very important topics. And we'll play a little bit of it because it's 2 hours long. But Mike Benz has been exposing how U.S. aid funds were being used to these so-called independent journalists who were claiming to be journalists, but it was being used to push out their narrative and attack their enemies. And he exposed all of this. Take a listen to clip 18 or 10.
We had a little bit of unfinished business when it came to this thing called the OCCRP. Just think of it as the Corruption Reporting Project. We uncovered this in a stream about a month ago after news came out scandalizing this, you know, the largest group of investigative journalists in the world. Another outlet did incredible investigative journalism showing that they actually received half of their funding from the State Department and USAID, and that the State Department actually had control over hiring and firing decisions of the world's largest investigative journalist consortium. And we discovered that in a stream about Reuters, if folks recall. And so there's this global topic of what I'll just call mercenary media for the state. And I think this is an important topic because understanding how the sausage gets made in terms of mercenary media for the state really helps, I think, you to understand the world of media around you in a way that's pretty unique. And the idea that this group, the Corruption Reporting Project, was conducting mercenary media for the U.S. State Department and was not actually independent journalists interested in corruption, but rather being paid $20 million, that's actually just in one of their cells, by the U.S. State Department in order to cook up evidence that could be used to seize state assets, to arrest government officials. It shows a really interesting role of the media in the whole of society alliance. We've been over this a million times. You guys all know the whole of society is government, private sector, civil society, and media, those four quadrants. And we found this internal USAID document on one of our streams where it showed USAID funding to the Corruption Reporting Project, independent journalists. And then it had an impact section. This is again on USAID.gov. Right here, .gov. So USAID, the U.S. government, is bragging here that them paying $20 million to independent journalists, to journalists, mercenary media for the state, netted $4.5 billion in fines and monies seized. That's an incredible return on investment. The U.S. government spends $20 million to write hit pieces. This results in the seizing of $4.5 billion. They turned $20 million into $4.5 billion because the investigative journalist hit pieces allowed them to take criminal action or civil action, resulting in $4.5 billion. That's an incredible return on investment. These mercenary media pieces for hire resulted in 548 policy changes. So they actually changed, because of the reporting funded by the State Department, in all of these countries, Central Europe. So that's going to be everything from Germany to Poland to Slovakia to the Czech Republic to the Eastern Partnership, Armenia, Belarus, Georgia, Moldova, Ukraine, as well as the Western Balkans. In all these countries, the State Department achieved 548 policy changes there because of the media hit pieces and news cycles and pressure generated by the media that was actually funded by the State Department. It induced 21 resignations and sackings, including a president and a prime minister. So they induced full-on regime change and got rid of 21 government officials in these dozen countries because of mercenary media hired by the state. And 456 right, arrests.
Let's jump in on this because he did a great job. It's a 2-hour long walkthrough. I don't have the full 2 hours, but man, oh man, Mike Benz, a great person who I'd highly recommend you head on over to his X page, give him a follow, watch that video. He actually just made that video live. So if you aren't a paid subscriber, you can now see it. It was something behind a paywall and now it is public. Let's get to some callers though, because I think this is really interesting. My good old friend, Mr. Bill, is on the line and he wants to discuss the Pentagon, and I'm going to ask him about his best of 2025 moments so far. Bill, welcome to the show. As always, you are the man behind the Loomer fan club. And so it's an honor to have you on today.
Thank you, Brianna. This is awesome to get to call in today. This is my, I'm like becoming a regular caller here. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
So, you know, the topic, let's talk about our favorite moments of 2025. Initially, I was like, geez, what is my, are there any favorite moments? 2025 was kind of a bad year for a lot of political stuff, but there is one of my favorite moments. You and Laura Loomer getting the Pentagon press pass. And then when I saw you guys sitting in the front row together, that was awesome. And I didn't know that that was your first time meeting Laura. And that is so cool. So I know one of the stories I wanted to tell is the first time I met Laura. It was in New York in January of maybe 19. And the second time she was at Twitter, she brought people back to protest her. I was one of those people. So that was the first time I got to meet Laura in person. And when she was coming to the Airbnb where we were having our pre-meeting and so on, everyone was, you know, all in anticipation Laura's coming. And a lot of people were going to get to meet her for the first time. So, you know, me, Mr. Cool, I had to hang out in the back and not be, you know, like a fanboy. So finally she gets to me and I'm like, Laura, I can't even talk. Seriously. She goes, oh, so sweet. Come over to the couch and sit down. And we talked. That was so cool. But for 2025, seeing you guys get the Pentagon press passes and seeing you in the front row, I knew, I'll tell you what, and when I heard you were going to be at this initial meeting that was televised, I knew that you'd be sitting in the front row. I didn't know you guys would be sitting next to each other. So that was really awesome. It's a nice positive thing. We finally get some hard-hitting, honest people in there that we can trust. So thank you for taking that mission on.
Well, thank you, Bill. I know. So I got there super early, and it's because Matt, the producer of the show, was like, we're getting there early, Brianna. I was like, how early? And we got there. We were actually the first ones there, and we secured the best seat in the house. And then I saw Laura come walking in, and I was like, Laura, sit here. And so we were front and center, but she asked a bunch of great questions throughout that event. And it is an honor. It is an honor to be one of the media outlets covering the Pentagon. It really is amazing. There's more coming up in 2026, actually. We have a big trip planned, or I have a big trip planned just a couple of weeks into the new year. So it will be a good one. And I look forward to breaking that all down. But Bill, you know, you do incredible work, and we're big fans of yours, and we appreciate your support as always. And Happy New Year, my friend. Thank you for calling in.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. All right, let's get to Nathan in Michigan. Nathan, Happy New Year. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Brianna.
Hi, how are you?
Hear me okay? I'm fine. I just wanted to make sure you could hear me all right.
I could hear you. What's on your mind?
Good deal. Well, I will say it has been a good year for InfoWars, and I'm actually trying to be on the positive side of it. So, you going into the Pentagon has been a great thing, and the fact that InfoWars is still hanging in there through all the lawfare is great. And I got to tell you, from being an InfoWarrior from basically 9/11 till now, the travel and the journey has been amazing, because I never in a million years thought us conspiracy theorists would start getting ahead. After 2017, when they come in and swooped in and censored everybody, I just really felt like it was over. But it's amazing to see where we're at now. And I just wanted to put this out. I tagged you in a post today for an account that's named Steffi, and it's at STEPHIEBELTINCK. And she has been working with a election integrity group here called Locus Standi. And there's like 90 investigators, and they have been exposing major fraud with... So our votes all go down to Lansing, Michigan. They don't get counted in our areas. So they're and nothing's matching up with all the clerks. And they've been exposing this, and they've been trying to get the word out there. But for some reason, the Michigan Election Integrity Group and or committee, nobody will contact them and talk to them. So I just wanted to tag you in that and see if you guys, and I tagged Liz Harrington in it, and I've been tagging a bunch of people in it, and I just hope you guys could help get that word out. And we just hope that, you know, we could get a little more push for the light to get shined on Michigan for election fraud. So, but besides that, I hope you have a great new year. And
Nathan, thank you. Yeah, no, same to you. And you know, since we have you on hold, do you want to kind of walk through a little bit of the details? So we have about 3 minutes. I could let you kind of take it away from there. I'm scrolling through my Twitter feed right now, trying to find the tweet. So if you want, you're more than welcome to kind of walk us through specifically what you know regarding election fraud in Michigan.
Oh, boy. I didn't have
no pressure. I'm scrolling. I'm looking for your tweet. I promise. I'm like, where is it? It's somewhere here.
So just search for at Steffi Belt INCK. And I either that or just I tagged you in it. I don't know. But I'll tell you what it is they are. Let's see here. They have. So this is her post. Over 90 citizens in Michigan requested by FOIA election records for their local jurisdictional clerks and compared them with the Michigan Bureau of Elections SOS certified data and the USPS. Discrepancies in individual voter histories include multi-voter IDs, wrong voting jurisdictions, wrong registration dates, no timestamps, inaccuracies found only on SOS records. So all of our records in Michigan, they don't, like I said, they don't do the stuff. So I live in a small little township. That township of 700 people goes to the SOS to get counted. And when it gets there, it's all changing. It's being altered somehow. So there are clerks that have kept their voter data, like Tina Peters, in the state of Michigan, and the SOS has actually went after. And my Republican delegate here, oh, what was it? It was a couple of years ago. And like I said, we've been trying to get this out. And for some reason, the Michigan media, even the alternative media in Michigan, is kind of a joke. And they won't get any of that information out. And so, like, we had single ID voters in my little township. We have just, it's a rural area. And but when it goes to the SOS, we have multiple ID voters on our rolls. So something's getting manipulated and twisted there, but they have all this evidence. And so nobody is actually going out and asking them about it. Nobody will interview them. And when they do want, you know, they'll reach out, do you want to come on for a podcast or whatever? They kind of jerk them around. But Stephanie has been trying to get out there pretty good. And my election Republican delegate for my township had election officials showing up at her house and harassing her because she was questioning all this data and she was getting all this FOIA information. Mm-hmm. And so it's been a real struggle to get that election. And I don't understand why Michigan, like, why is President Trump, you know, congratulating Gretchen Whitmer when we have a corrupt AG, we have a corrupt governor, and we have a corrupt SOS, Jocelyn Benson, which has allowed illegals to vote in our elections, which was proven, and so on. So,
yeah,
that's what I got.
Yeah, well, Nathan, it's very corrupt in Michigan. I've covered, obviously, because I'm more on the criminal side of things, so I cover a lot of criminal trials and what have you there. So I know you got a bunch of people who are definitely corrupt elected officials, and I was not happy when I heard the president speaking so highly of Whitmer because she stalls political prisoners in that fake Governor Whitmer kidnapping hoax. So yeah, not a fan of her. But you know, Nathan, thank you for sharing that with us. We'll take a look at the tweets later, and Happy New Year. We appreciate you calling in. All right, folks, if you're on hold right now, stay put because we got a lot more to dive into with the callers in just a bit. We're going to hit a little commercial break and then come back and then start taking those calls. And we're trying to go over your New Year's. Maybe you have like a resolution that you kind of want to figure out, a goal, whatever it is. I don't know. I want to be positive. So let's be positive together. Give us a call right now. Again, folks, we're going over what you're looking forward to in 2026. In the next portion of the program. So if you'd like to join the show, make sure you give us a call, 877-789-2539. That's 877-789-2539. Also, it's the New Year's. We've just extended that buy one, get one free sale right now over at the alexjonesstore.com. Select supplements are on sale. Buy one, get one free for a limited time. A couple more hours left in that. So if you haven't done so already, now is the time to head on over to the shop and make sure you snag these offers. Because again, when you do buy one, get one free, you are getting a better deal than I've ever seen thus far on the website. So take advantage of this. A couple more hours left. Don't hold off. Do it right now over at the alexjonesstore.com. All right, we're taking callers again in just a few moments. If you'd like to join the show, 877-789-2539. That is 877-789-2539. We'd love to hear from you.
I'm going to say this right now. We have survived and battled the federal and state courts, the Democratic Party, the whole nine yards. And we have great products, and I appreciate all your support. But 70%+ of the money that comes in is the legal cost. If we didn't have those battles going, we'd be 24 hours a day, as I've always planned, and totally kicking ass. But it's part of the cost of the fight in this information war, and I appreciate you keeping us here. But with everything going on, we've got about a $300,000 underage right now and need to have the money for payroll and bandwidth and all the things we're doing. This is, and it's not a Chicken Little thing or the sky's falling or boy who cried wolf. You've seen the attacks. You've seen the news. You've seen us battling. You know, God, you know, pulls us out right at the last minute. And I know we're going to get massive support if they're successful shutting this down. People are going to be, whoa. But regardless, the products are insane. But at InfoWarsStore.com, with the bankruptcy and the receiver, they don't let us get a lot of new product, all that. We have the collectible limited edition Save InfoWars posters. We have a chance at an auction next month with the state. If they don't let it be a real auction, the good guys can't buy InfoWars, we'll be shut down. And I just want to fight to the end, and whatever happens, happens. But we have the collectible posters for $25, unsigned, $100 signed. That's a lot of money, I know. It's, the point is, it's a fundraiser. You're opting in to do that. It's beautiful posters, three of them. But if you want to just give a straight donation on the front page of InfoWarsStore.com, you can just give a straight donation. The credit card fees are like 4% for us, and then we get 96% of the money to actually run the operation. So we're winning in court. We're having a lot of big effects. I'm not going to spend hours explaining it all to you, but we're down to the last round here right now, and we need the funds. And you know the show delivers the truth. It has a major effect. We influence the White House, creating a lot of good stuff happening. It's a valuable thing in the info war to keep on air. So go to InfoWarsStore.com, and I'm asking you humbly for a straight donation, $5, $50, $100. Give a straight donation if you want, or if you want one of the posters, signed or unsigned, as a memento that you stood up for the Republic at a key time. We got a little bit of the fish oil back in, a little bit of the bodies back in. That's selling out quickly. The receiver let us do that. But none of this goes to the plaintiffs. None of this goes to the bad guys. It's literally in the red right now, okay, with what we got projected in the next month. I need the funds now. Please make a donation. This is the critical time. TheAlexJonesStore.com is not owned by me. If InfoWars gets shut down, that's our sponsor for the new network that's already been built, but it's also funding InfoWars, and there's not enough coming in. So you can support either way. TheAlexJonesStore.com, the ultramethylene blue, the Shilajit, the Irish sea moss, the bovine colostrum, all the t-shirts, that's great. But if you want to straight up support and know it all goes to it, make a donation or get one of the posters at InfoWarsStore.com. It's up to you. Please take action now.
Wake up in a world trying to drain your light. Screens got you numb, keep you foggy at night. They want you tired, unfocused, slow. But I crack the code, now the voltage flows. Clean energy, no crash, no fade. Mind sharp like a blade when the system plays games. From the gym to the grind to the war for your mind to say, luck. Nah, this is designed. Ultimate power. Feel it surge in your veins. Locked in focus, laser brain. Breaking out the chains. Ultimate power. Energy on command. From the electron to storm. Come now take a stand.
We have something even better than Turbo Force, filled with incredible ingredients, ladies and gentlemen. Ultimate Power ignites mental clarity and focus, clean, sustained energy, enhanced blood flow and endurance, supports daily cognitive function. Ultimate Power at TheAlexJonesStore.com.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Brianna Morello.
All right, welcome back. We are doing the final lap of the third hour. This is the final time we're doing this in 2025, so we're excited that you're all jumping on board with us. We're taking your calls, of course, because, well, let's recap 2025, and that's what we're looking to do. So positive energy on the call line, that's what we're looking for today. Let's turn to Darletta as our first guest on right now. Darletta, I hear you want to talk about the suspect involved, what the government says, in the J6 pipe bombing. So, or pop bombs, I guess I should say, that were laid out for the DNC and the RNC. So welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hey, they're going by the cell tower pings, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, what if the pipe bomber didn't carry his cell phone? They don't really have squat, right? I mean, if they're going by cell tower pings, anybody could have been driving by and using their cell phones. But what if the pipe bomber didn't have a cell phone? And what infuriates me is because this kid is autistic. I'm an aunt of two autistic children. And you can pretty much talk them into anything, even though that they know it's wrong. They look to you as being a superior, an elder, and they'll do what you ask them to do under pressure. So it really infuriates me because they're going off all this cell tower pings and shit, excuse my language, but I mean, it infuriates me. It really does.
Yeah. So yeah, Darletta, you're not alone. Yeah, you're not alone. Honestly, when I saw this, they're saying that it's actively bouncing off of the area. And again, the area is in question because this is not just like a specific location. There's a radius that this creates, and he's a door dasher. So Ultimately, he could be in the area doing delivery. So that's why I was always, as soon as I saw the indictment, I said, oh, let's just hold off a bit here because this could be a mistake. So that's that. Also, like, it just doesn't seem to be enough evidence. Now, I've covered murder cases where they wanted to see limit their suspect pool. And so they do see who was in the area pinning off of certain towers. And given when they maybe, you know, grab up someone in a murder case, maybe at a certain location and then the body's disposed of, then it would make sense because you're in multiple locations and only really a specific person who would, let's say it's a kidnapping, kidnaps an individual from one location that disposes of the body at another location, which is miles away, then yeah, that would make sense to use the cell phone towers to kind of pin down the suspects. But yeah, I'm totally with you on it. It didn't make any sense to me. And that's why when I was reading the criminal complaint, I didn't want to jump to any conclusions and assume that this was the individual behind this. And like you just said, and I want to kind of remind your audience, I tried to get it in before we went to commercial break, but people with autism, they do tend to, when pressure is applied, admit to things that they didn't actually do. And it's a fear thing for them, obviously, as many people would be worried. So that's the reason why it's so important for them to have someone who could represent them in the room. And so not to have an attorney or a loved one there is, for me, is concerning completely. And for those at home right now who are worried, you know, I have someone who I dearly love, and I've prepared for something like this to potentially happen to them. Their local county, I've met with the sheriff. The sheriff is well aware of the individual's disabilities. They have a card that they carry on them, which says that they are not waiving their rights and that they do want to speak to their attorney, as well as it also cites an emergency contact as well. So that's kind of how we push back on this from happening to people that we love and care for. So just throwing that out there, it's something probably everyone should do is to reach out to your local law enforcement agency and get that on the books, because it's not something bad to get onto the books. Because something like this does happen in court, a confession like that would be over, would likely be tossed out. Because again, they would be like, all right, officers, you all knew that there was something on file for this guy. And to have continued to push for an admission to something that you clearly knew was a disability here and he needed someone to speak up for him is unacceptable. So, I also don't like the fact, and I'll let you weigh on this too, you know, sadly, Pirro, who's obviously the U.S. attorney in D.C., put out that he confessed, and she put out a tweet regarding that, and that taints the jury pool. Let's say they throw out the confession. Well, if there's a juror who's watching this tweet go up, now the juror probably in the back of their head knows, well, he eventually at some point confessed to this because the U.S. attorney put this out there. What are your thoughts on that?
I'm with you on that. But there should have been no questioning at all of this kid until he had a representative there.
Yeah.
Because of his autism. It's crazy, but I mean, oh, let me give you another note here. I got a suggestion. Why don't they take, if Europe wants to fight Russia so bad, why don't they take all their immigrants, all their Islamists, put them on the front line over there, Ukraine, since they got to replace all their guys, and let Russia crush them and be done with it. That's what I think. Anyways, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Thank you for calling in. I appreciate you doing just that. All right, let's get to more of our callers. Let's get to Lou in Dallas. Lou, welcome to the show.
Hi, Brianna. Happy New Year.
Hi.
This is Lou from the Nimrod Pod on X. I'm calling in regards to the nationwide Somali fraud scheme. Now, obviously, this fraud was first exposed in Minnesota. This is turning to be a nationwide issue all across the country. Massive fraud is now being uncovered in Ohio and Texas. And as you know, Brianna, Tim Walz is on the hot seat now as he's under investigation by the DOJ since this fraud happened right under his nose. So I would assume Governor DeWine of Ohio and Governor Abbott of Texas will also be under fire as well. Thankfully, we have great, fantastic America First gubernatorial candidates in Ohio and Minnesota, with Casey Putsch and Mike Lindell respectfully running in 2026. But Greg Abbott is running unchallenged in the 2026 Texas governor's race. So my question for you, Brianna, is why is nobody demanding a real America First populist governor in Texas? Why are we settling for Greg Abbott, who has allowed the Jewish Islamic Alliance to absolutely dismantle the great state of Texas? I think the great Christian people of Texas deserve a governor that reflects their character and shares their core values. So I'm asking you, why is nobody talking about this as a fellow Texan?
Yeah. Well, I'm new to the game. So this is one of my very first questions when I got here, though, because it doesn't make any sense. He obviously doesn't represent Texan values. And I'm glad you're asking this question because, you know, now he's jumping into fight in regards to the Islamic takeover that's happening here in Texas as well. And he's trying to take credit for the hard work that so many Christian conservatives groups have been doing on the ground and just trying their best to bring attention to this issue. So it's a good one. It's a good one to ask. Now, I've asked this several times, and he's well-funded is what I'm told. He's got a great financial backing. He's got an arsenal of campaign funds. And so that's been his greatest ally. Again, Texans don't really like Greg Abbott. So it's quite confusing to me when I sit back and see what's going on here, because I've never actually understood why this is dragged on for as long as it's dragged on for. It doesn't make any sense to me. And it would be great to get a conservative to go out there and push back and to get a real candidate. I remember my good friend Chad Prather was running. Sadly, he didn't win that primary, but it's tons of money is what I was told by people who were working on Prather's campaign that's being poured into Abbott's funds. And that's a lot. That really does lead to a primary victory. But again, he doesn't fight like we need him to fight. And he pretends now that he's up for re-election that he's going to take on a lot of these issues. You know, we're watching all these Texas politicians come out now. And all of a sudden, they've got a lot to say in regards to the Islamic takeover here. And they're all jumping on board and speaking out against it. But they've been in these positions of power to block foreign entities from purchasing land here in Texas. And they haven't done it because it wasn't very popular. They weren't really polling for it. When they were, they didn't see it as being popular, and so they stayed away from it. But now that Texans, thanks to great independent journalism, are becoming more and more aware of it, well, then you see the Greg Abbotts, you see the Chip Roys jumping up and saying, oh, we need to put an end to this. But this has been ongoing for years now, and they've done nothing to actually stop it. And I think Texas has a deeper issue. When we talk about the Texas legislature as well, they're supposed to be in a majority, a conservative majority here in Texas. And it was one of the reasons why I moved here was to help those who are actual conservatives fight back and push back, because it's not an actual conservative majority. See, Democrats have mastered running on Republican tickets and then getting into these positions and being able to push the left's agenda. And that's the reason why we can't get anything passed. You know, and I'm digging into this. It's going to be my project for this weekend, actually. I don't know if you're aware, Lou, in Texas now, ivermectin is supposed to be sold over the counter, so you don't need a prescription for it. That's what it sounded like when they passed it in the state legislature, and it sounded really good. But I've been popping around to pharmacies locally in Dallas, actually, trying to ask for ivermectin. And even in Austin, I went to two pharmacies there, and they won't sell it to you without a script. Now, why is that? Because Texas lawmakers didn't make it mandatory. They gave it as an option. So obviously, these pharmacies, which a lot of them are lefties, aren't going to do that. They don't want to give you ivermectin without a prescription. And so even though it sounds great and they got all the headlines, the reality of it is there's no behind push to make this a reality for Texans so that they could just walk into a pharmacy, purchase ivermectin, and then leave. So yeah, we've got a rhino issue, and they pretend, as you probably remember as well, oh, we're working on getting rid of the property tax. Well, as we had Brian Harrison on the show, who's a state representative here, he said, no, that's not true. When you read through it, it's not exactly what they're trying to sell you on. So we have a rhino problem in Texas, Greg Abbott being a big issue there. He was actually bragging too, and not to kind of just release all this stress that I've had over this guy, but he's also one of the people who didn't fight back when it came to the immigration issue. Like, he was like, oh, we're going to fund helping build this little portion of the border wall here, right? But he didn't push back aggressively enough. And now we're seeing the numbers that the majority of the arrests being made in by DHS are actually here in Texas when it comes to illegals. And yes, because we're so close to the border, that would make sense. But we should have done a better job at fighting back and not allowing these invaders into our country in the first place, especially because other states are willing to send their guardsmen to Texas to help us defend the border. There could have been a more aggressive approach. And sadly, the governor decided not to take that up. Maybe there's some World Economic Forum ties there that a lot of people are very well aware of. Some might want to throw out there. But he's been a really crappy governor, and Texas deserves better. And I hope that they can get better. But man, oh man, when he announced that he was running for re-election, I was not happy. Was fired up, and I really hope he doesn't win, but the money is behind him right now. So I'm not very hopeful for that. But Lou, I'm hopeful that we'll win over Texas and hopefully get a lot of these conservatives involved. That's what's needed right now. So Lou, happy new year, and thank you for calling, and we appreciate your calls, of course. Let's go to Jacob in Oregon. Jacob, welcome to the show. I hear you want to do a year recap. So welcome to the program.
Well, good morning, Brianna. It's not so much as a year, it's not so much as a year recap as I'm just, you know, I'm excited, you know, scrolling social media and stuff. You see that a lot of young people are finding their way back to Jesus, and there's this revival of you know, Generation Z, and it's just really, you know, it's good to see. You know, it gives me hope that the upcoming generations are going to be ready to be there to create change, you know, the kind of change that we need to see, because we see a lot of inaction, you know, these days, especially from, like, you look at Democrats, you know, they are full of action. They are shakers and movers. They're getting stuff done. And it seems like largely Republicans are just willing to sit on their hands and watch things happen, you know, and you know, pontificate on all these, you know, oh, they're trying to take your guns and they're trying to do this and trying to do that, but we're here for change and we're here for, you know, making a difference. And it just seems like they sit on their hands overall. And so, you know, to have faith in Christ and say, you know, we know how it all ends, you know, I like to see that in the younger generation.
Yeah. Yeah. No, there's a lot of good coming from it. And I like that you're focused on that, because I think that's really, really important. So yeah, no, I'm with you on that. And it's good to see people are waking up. And, you know, maybe, you know, sadly, obviously, the Charlie Kirk assassination did do just that. It did wake up a lot of people, a lot of young people. And we saw a nice wave of inspiration with the Turning Point campuses now, or the groups opening up all across the country throughout high schools and colleges. So it's got me feeling hopeful as we step into 2026. So this is good news. And Jacob, Happy New Year. And thank you for calling to the show. We greatly appreciate it. I would like to turn to another positive story from Rick in Connecticut. Rick, welcome to the show.
Hi, Happy New Year, Brianna.
Happy New Year. Thank you for calling in.
Yeah, I just wanted to share some positive news, and I think there's a lot of good things turning around. I was pardoned by Trump in January, so I got to stay with my family for Christmas and, you know, get back to my community, back to coaching and everything else. And it's everything's a blessing. And I think everything getting exposed now is huge. And like Alex was saying yesterday, it's a huge turning point, I believe. I mean, it's just opening up people's eyes, and all the memes going around. I 100% don't think they're funny, because it is a war that's going on right now. But I believe it's going to help wake up a lot of people. And we know they're doing this in all the states, too. So I just look at it as a huge positive momentum and a game changer, really.
Yeah.
You
know?
Yeah.
No, it is.
How do you think about that? Or what do you think about that?
No, I think you're right, Rick. And I kind of want to get to your J6 pardon part, because I think that's amazing. First off, congratulations. You know, we were all praying for that. That was the big point of my push to push President Trump into winning this election. You know, you and so many other great patriots were wrongfully targeted. And so it's good to hear that you've been pardoned, relieved of this stress. Do you mind, were you officially convicted, or were you sentenced to prison? What was your status in all of that when you were pardoned?
Yeah, I was in jail. They were moving us around like crazy at that point, from D.C., Grayson, Kentucky, to Pike County. And I ended up in Philadelphia when I got the pardon. And we didn't know if it was going to happen or not. We were very hopeful it was. And basically, just being attacked for 4 years by the government was crazy. I mean, you already know, you guys already know the lawfare that goes on. Listen to lawsuits, Quad S, being raided by the FBI, all that. So, I mean, it was, and then just my wife and my kids having to go through it all too. But it did nothing but make us stronger in the end. And I'm very blessed, and just always keeping my faith in God and Jesus Christ helped me through the whole situation. And that's what I think we really need, is to keep our focus on and our attention to, because with faith and with God and Jesus Christ, anything is possible. And I think 2026 is going to be a huge year. And I keep praying for accountability, and that President Trump just keeps pushing and going in the right direction. And I know he needs our help to keep him on track sometimes, but I really do believe that with constant prayer, we're going to get through this thing, and America's going to come back stronger than ever. We've got to keep exposing that evil.
Amen, my friend. Yes, we do. And you know, we're going to do that over here on InfoWars. That's something that we are very dedicated to doing. But, you know, Rick, I'm glad you're home. I love talking to J6ers and cutting the backstory of a lot of it. You know, I've tried covering as much as I can. Sadly, there's so many cases and so many people were wrongfully targeted in all of this. So it's good to hear you're home. And we want accountability, though. And heading into 2026, we were going to make sure, I'm going to make sure that we get louder about it, because there needs to be settlements. Financial settlements, and the people who were involved in all of this need to be disbarred, and they need to be stripped of any practices, licenses, whatever you want to do. They can't practice law again. What they did was completely unacceptable. And the abuse too within the prisons being shifted around, it's obviously also a part of the lawfare, the targeting. So yeah, I'm with you on that. So Mary, I guess I shouldn't say Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Merry Christmas. Happy Easter if I'm Joe Biden. Thank you for calling though. We appreciate it. And I'm proud and happy to hear that you're home. So thank you, my friend. It's good to hear from you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Let's turn to Joe. Joe, I hear you want to be a little critical. So let's hear it.
Hey, Brianna. Yeah, so I guess it's obvious crime pays under Trump. I mean, everybody's running around saying, how come this isn't being done? Well, to me, I just sum it up and say crime definitely pays under Donald Trump. And to me, I guess that's what you get when you vote a gumshoe in the president. And like Mike Benz would say, same crap, same toilet, Brianna. And yeah, I you said Mike Benz is your friend. He's definitely interesting. And yeah, actually, I can't wait for his next upload.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Mike, he does so much digging into a lot of topics. And so I appreciate him for that. You know, when it comes to President Trump, obviously, we would all like more individuals arrested. I've been very vocal about that. I know it ticks off all the right people, though, when I put up that tweet every day that says, still no Democrats have been arrested. The DOJ probably would like to argue that and pretend like, you know, James Comey and Tish James are those who should get credit for. But I would say that's the bare minimum. And that's not even people who have participated in any of these serious crimes that we have outlined in this, as you could see. I mean, Comey wasn't even a Democrat. So, yeah, I'm with you on this. It's frustrating. I don't know if the president's as frustrated as us. Maybe he's taking a nicer approach to this. But I'm with you on this, Joe. I'm fired up. I'm angry about it. And as we head into the year, we're still going to keep calling for this. But, you know, there's constantly no when we sit here and say this.
Yeah, there's no bottom to it. I mean, there truly isn't. There isn't a bottom to it. I mean, he said, oh, you know, the woman that's locked up, the Golden Mom and all these people. And again, crime pays under Donald Trump. That's
well, nothing's happened to Tina Peters. Yeah, Joe, I would like to see, because I don't know. I mean, he says he wants her freed, and legally he can't get her released because it's state court. That case was heard in and state charges, but I would like to see funding pulled. Why not? I mean, they're corrupt. Why do we continue to fund them? Pull the funding. I mean, let's get into a fight. If it was a Democrat and they felt this passionately about one of their own being held back, yeah, you'd pull funding. That's what they would do. So, Joe, I'm with you on that. We need to do more to help these people out. I think Tina Peters is innocent, though. I've spoken to the woman. We've had discussions about this. I've seen her at these speaking events about election fraud. She's done a great job at outlining everything. So Tina Peters should be freed. She was being targeted. And, you know, there's no way to do that the right way, as Democrats would pretend like there is. There isn't. You have to grab the evidence before they destroy the evidence. And that's what Tina Peters did. So, Joe, thank you for calling. Hopefully 2026 is more positive coming our way. That's what I'm looking forward to. But for Matt in Wyoming, I hear Matt has some positive information he'd like to share in regards to silver. So welcome to the show, Matt.
Hey, Brianna, how are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Good. I just wanted to tell you that Kirk Elliott, you know, he's on a lot. And he's, you know, doing predictions on silver and everything. And so on a positive note, because I could do plenty negative, but on a positive note, like, I've taken his predictions on silver and everything, and I didn't actually buy anything from Kirk Elliott, but because options, and I'm not giving any advice here or anything like that, but like, my mom gave me $2,300. I threw in $2,000 with her. And that $2,300 that she gave to me, I invested in options. I started investing on October 2nd. And between October 2nd and now, silver is down quite a bit today, so it's probably less than this. But as of yesterday, I had made her $171,000 off of that $2,300. So Kirk Elliott's advice, and I think that going forward, predicting probably $100 an ounce silver, $150, I think that it's definitely in the working. So yeah, it's a positive thing.
Yeah, well, Matt, I actually did. I'm looking for it because I actually did purchase silver from Kirk Elliott, and this was probably maybe 2 years ago. I made a purchase with him, and I actually have to go take that in because I want to see how much it's worth now. But yeah, no, I mean, he did a great job at predicting it, and I was glad that I jumped on board. I also have followed Kirk, and I've had him on my podcast before, so he's great at that stuff. So yeah, we love having him on the shows. I know he's on Alex's show all the time. He's on yesterday too. So he's one of the best when it comes to that. So thank you for the positive. I also want to tell our audience too, I used to, and this could be kind of sad heading into 2026, now that Nancy Pelosi's retiring, because she was my unofficial financial advisor. So I followed the moves her and her husband were making. And she was a great advisor. She was a great unofficial advisor. And so I'm going to miss that in 2026. But Matt, thank you so much. All right. For everyone else who's on hold right now, I just want to thank you for calling in. We are running low on time right now. So thank you so much for calling. We greatly appreciate it. And we hope you all have a great, happy new year. We'll see you in 2026, of course. But in the meantime, I want to remind you all that over at thealexjonesstore.com is how you could support us. When you make a purchase over at thealexjonesstore.com, you're helping us stay on air. You're supporting our team as well. So we greatly appreciate it. But most importantly, as we step into the new year, you're also helping your personal health. I know a lot of you always make that a top priority in the new year. So head on over to thealexjonesstore.com right now. It's buy one, get one free on select supplements, which is an amazing, amazing deal. Also tonight, Alex is staying around. He's going to be welcoming the new year with a couple of great guests. So make sure you tune in to their New Year's Eve special from 9 p.m. Eastern time all the way till the ball drops. I believe it's midnight. So make sure you do just that. Head on over. Make sure you put it on your schedule. Tune in. Celebrate the new year with us here on InfoWars. All right. A lot happening over here. Don't go anywhere. The Alex Jones Store. No. That's next.
Ladies and gentlemen, Nitric Boost, the all-time fan favorite, is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. You've looked at our formula. You like it?
I did, and I do. Yes. Well, nitric oxide is a key. It's made by our own bodies again. It's made by L-citrulline and L-arginine, the amino acids.
Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Judy Mikovits, without me even knowing she'd gotten it and used it, came on years ago and said this was the best spike protein detoxer she'd found.
So you want to boost your own body's ability. The nitric oxide relaxes the endothelium, the vasculature. It relaxes the vein. So I use the two, your InfoWars. I keep that on my shelf. And I feed myself the Cardio Miracle, which is just straight food. It's a different formulation than that one. And the two together are a 1-2 punch. So you get in your food the ability to make what you need and no more.
It is already a nationwide best-selling bodybuilding product for over 20 years. Bodybuilders take it as it helps grow muscles and better workouts and things. So for those of you that love Nitric Boost, it's back in stock right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And for those that haven't tried Nitric Boost, you are really missing out. Secure your Nitric Boost right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We're battling in the courts. We're still here a year after the Onion said they bought us. We might actually hold on and win, but regardless, the shopping cart's there, the shipments are going out, and you will get your product. But if you don't order it and support us, we'll be off the air. So please take action now at InfoWarsStore.com and experience Nitric Boost for yourself. It's good for men and women. Get your Nitric Boost now, right now, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. And thanks for being the reason, one way or another, we'll always be on the air. InfoWarsStore.com, Nitric Boost, back in stock.
Ooh, 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 ooh.